Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirlies show. It is December 1st that I'm recording this, and the last time I did an episode with you when I was on my own, it was a solo episode, was the 1st of November. So I actually thought for the 1st of December, we'll do one more solo episode before the season is out. So Sambi will not be with us today. He'll be back next week. I just kind of wanted this to be another start of the month reset, especially because it's December. It's a big month. It's the end of the year. It's the last month of 2023. And it's the month right before we go into the pressure of the new year, new me in January. So I just thought we'd kind of prep ourselves for that. Our last solo episode was how to get our shit together. And now this, I think I just want this to be our December sleigh, like how we're going to just end the year with a bang. Even if you've had the shittest year ever and you can't wait for the year to be over, I want us to end it the best way possible. We're being the best to ourselves. We're being kind to ourselves. We're loving ourselves. So that's what I want today's episode to be. Apologies for my voice. I'm definitely a bit hoarse today. Listen, if I stay out late past my bedtime with a load of wine and a load of margaritas. The other night we were drinking wine, Prosecco, vodka soda limes and margaritas. It's so illegal. I don't know. My body hates me for it, but I'm just still trying to live my best, trying to have fun. Okay. A girl's allowed to have fun. And I actually said to my therapist, I was like, why am I not the responsible one that goes home like before midnight? Like, you know, on the nights out, like there's always the girls that go home to bed nice and early. No, I will always be the one that's out wanting to go next club, next. I actually don't like clubs, but another bar. And I just feel really bad about it. I don't know why I feel bad about it. I just beat myself up over it. I'm like, why don't you just go home? And why don't you just not be hungover? But my therapist was like, and this has like healed my soul in so many ways. She's like, Sophie's allowed to play. Sophie's allowed to have fun. And I think now that I say things to myself like that in the third person, like I gave myself a day off and I was like, this is Sophie's day off. Like I'm just not doing anything and I'm not feeling bad about it. It's not a day off, girls, if you're feeling bad about it. If you have a day off, but you're just moping around feeling really bad about it, that's not a day off because mentally you're still not giving yourself the day off. So I finally just allowed myself, Sophie, you're having a day off, a mental day off. Mentally you're switched off, physically you're switched off, and it's allowed. And because I like speak to myself now in third person like that, it feels more real. It feels like I'm actually treating myself to that. So that's like a new coping mechanism I have, is Sophie's allowed to have fun. Sophie's allowed to chill. Sophie's allowed to stand up for herself. Like, it's kind of like dealing with your inner child as well. I'm doing a lot of like inner child healing, and like it's like you bring your inner child along the ride with you. So like sometimes I'm in my car and I'm like, okay, Sophie, where we go? Like, you know, like what will make inner child Sophie happy? Or like if I'm sad or if I'm nervous, I'm just learning to be like, we're safe. Cause like a lot of it comes from your inner child, you know. Maybe we'll do an episode on inner child healing because it's very helpful for me. I think I just had like really bad anxiety as a child, but I didn't know that because anxiety wasn't really a conversation when we were little. And thank God it is a conversation now. And now you understand if a child is anxious, but it just wasn't really common. And I used to be like, mummy, my tummy, I can't go to school. But she just had no idea why. And it was because I was absolutely fucking terrified of one of my teachers. That's an episode for another day as well. Before we begin, of course, thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you so much. The code GIRLYWHIRLY, we've got it extended for you girls because we love Naked so much and they love you. The code GIRLYWHIRLY will continue until December 31st and it'll get you 20% off your orders. I've been constantly ordering from Naked. I have so many codes coming in the door. Sam's like, Sophie, this is insane. But I just adore coats. I love the coats. I love the scarves. I love all the wintry bits. And you'll always see it on my Instagram. If you ever need inspo, you can DM me. And really exciting things are to come. And we love you, Naked. Mwah. So it's the last month of the year. So it has me reflecting heavy on the year that's gone past. I think in reflection, like I had a great year. I had a fabulous year. I had a really fun year, actually. And like a lot of new things, a lot of new experiences. And I think what I would say is like work-wise, I loved it, had a ball. But in reflection, mentally, I think I struggled more than I thought. So in the beginning of the year, let's just start there. Let's start with January. Obviously, I can't say much. It's complicated. Okay, but I'm going to be honest. You know I'm really honest. Started off the year, which I think I kind of mentioned on the podcast, started off the year with just a bad beginning to my year in like my personal life. I'm kind of trying to find the words. I was threatened with a lawsuit. I think I'm allowed to say that. Do I want to say that? Yeah, I was threatened, like it didn't go anywhere. Okay, I think that's enough for what I'll say. And it was like because of my podcast or whatever. So I started off the year with like the worst knock to my confidence, to my feelings as a human being, as someone who's dealt with this person not in a long, long time. It was just really shocking, and I found it really hard to not be able to share that with you, and it was just really traumatizing. And I think at the time I was like, it'll all be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. But then I just think later in the year kind of was like hitting me what was like going on, or what like in my brain going on. Nothing like went on after that, but yeah, and like just personal things in my personal life just kind of went to shit, I guess you could say. In a, yeah, it's hard to say, but sorry, I'm not trying to be difficult in my, I'm finding it hard to find the words because there's so much I want to say but I can't say. But, and then I hate this because people just start to assume things. It's not my Sambe, it's not my gals, it's not my madre, it's not my people, it's not my people, it's not my people. So something I used to speak really openly about and like have always felt really passionately about in my past, I can't really talk about it anymore, which I find also quite hard because I always say oversharing is caring. So I share my feelings through things that I've experienced, and it's something I'm like basically not allowed to talk. Well, I could, well, I of course can if I want to, but it's actually not worth my time or energy to have to deal with that person. So that was the start of my year, and I think I processed it a little bit late, and like just, yeah, it's kind of stuck with me, which I didn't realize. And I just realized there was things I like hadn't really healed or like gotten over from my past. So that's when my therapist came in and just like has saved my soul. And I just couldn't recommend enough, girls, like if you don't have therapists, if you don't go to therapy, but if it's something that you consider or you kind of think of, that you think, oh, I should try it, or maybe you have tried it, you didn't like it, I just really recommend you find someone that you enjoy and they work with you and they work well for you, and you just suit each other, because it's honestly saved my soul. Oh my God, I didn't think I'd get upset, sorry. Oh my God, sorry. I just didn't realize how much work I needed to do internally. And I thought I had done so much, and I have done so much, but I just thought I was further along than I was with like how I speak to myself and like my self-belief and self-doubt. Sorry. Oh my God, I never thought I'd cry on the podcast, but this is why we're here, girls. And sorry, we are going to be happy again in a few minutes. I swear this is going to be an upbeat one. I just also just like to be real. I just like to keep it real. That it's really easy for things to look great on the outside, but it's not always. No one's life is perfect. And like people think I'm confident. People always ask me, how are you so confident? I adore people, and I'm really confident around people, and I've worked really hard on my self-belief, but I can come across a certain way, but it doesn't mean that inside I'm not doubting myself, like we all do. And I'm just saying that to express that everyone gets bad thoughts and like anxiety, and don't be fooled by thinking that everyone has it together, because no one has it fucking together, especially not me. Okay, sorry, I stopped crying, I had to take a break there. I stopped crying, but that actually felt really nice. I think I got upset because I just hadn't said any of that, really, like as in that. Listen, I've been silenced. Were you silent or were you silenced? I feel like I've been silenced, and I was really struggling with that, and yeah, I just didn't realize how much I was struggling with that. So what I was trying to say is, in reflection of 2023, I've had mentally a bit of a shitty year. I've struggled mentally. My negative thoughts have definitely crept back in. My relationship with my body, which I've spoken about, like that I've struggled with this year, and Yeah, just really the self-doubt's really crept back in, and that's normal, and it's that's human nature, that's life as well. We can't be happy all the time, we can't be on all the time, and I think I'd beat myself up for that. But I'm like realizing that no, Sophie, you can have a bad day, you can have a bad week, you can have a bad month, you can have a bad fucking year. And I'm actually just so excited for it to be December 1st, a new month, meaning a whole brand new year is coming. And there's just so many things I can't wait to leave behind in this year. And there's so much I've learned to take with me. There's stuff I'm going to bring into the new year, all my new things I've learned from therapy and how I'm healing and talking to myself. But there's a lot of stuff that I just want to leave behind. And I'm sure you're feeling the same. I feel like 2023 was probably a very tough year for a lot of people, because just seeing as what's happened over the past 3 years, and then, you know, it's just been shit. Things have been shit. And I so get you if you've had a shit time, and I'm here for you and I love you and you're understood and you're seen, and we're all in this together. That's why we're here together. That's why I wanted this Girly Whirly podcast, just so you know that what you're feeling is normal. If you're feeling low, you're so understood. I feel you, I see you, and I'm just so excited now to, I'm just letting it go. I'm leaving it in the past. I'm actually starting my new year now. December, I want to have a really good December. I love Christmas. I absolutely adore Christmas. So I just want to have a really, really special Christmas. My sister Lucy's home from Australia, which is just the best timing. She is the gift this Christmas. I'm so excited to see her. And I can't wait to have a gorge day with her and my mom. And we'll see Sam's family, and it's just what I need. And December, starting now, December 1st, let's slay. So the things I'm going to do for December that I'm going to slay, I've already done, you know me, girls, nothing makes me feel better like a bit of retail therapy. I treat myself to the best. There is no worry about me spending my money on me. It's actually the concern is that it's too much, it's overload. But my therapist was like, do you spend money on yourself? I was like, of course I do. Of course. She was worried I don't treat myself. I was like, gal, I fucking treat myself. So the gifts. Okay, so I'm treating myself first. I've ordered some sequin outfits. I have the bits. They're on the way. Bows. Everyone's wearing glitter. Everyone's wearing sequins. I've decided for December that I really want my outfits to slay, in particular, because I just feel better if I have a slay outfit. That's just rule number one. If I love what I'm wearing, boom. And I feel you'll feel the same, girls. I just think treat yourself to the new pair of boots, treat yourself to a new blazer, treat yourself to the new coat, treat yourself to something special for December. Maybe it's your Christmas Day outfit, whatever it is to treat yourself to, do it. This is the time you're spending money anyway, because you're spending money on everyone else, so you are allowed to treat yourself too. I'm a big believer in treating yourself. It's so healing. It's, you know, it's not repairing much of my internal stuff, but it's just making me feel good on the outside. And when I feel good on the outside, it will help me feel good on the inside. It goes both ways, okay? But internally, of course, is more important. But first of all, buy yourself a sleigh outfit, or just treat yourself to something nice. Maybe something you wanted for Christmas. Buy it for yourself. If you can, do it. Do it, okay? My second rule is I've actually gotten really organized with gifts. I think I'm done. Which is like, that's so, it's such a lie, because I kind of can't stop shopping. But I've gotten the main stuff out of the way. I've gotten the main bits done. I've bought the main presents. Like, I was not going to Smith's Toy Stores like on Christmas Eve. Like, you wouldn't find me in Smith's. You know, I used to work there. Have we spoken about this? I do the Christmas shifts. You'd be there like till midnight and everyone's like buying their toys, and it was carnage. But it was a great old time. But I've done my Smith's. We've done Smith's. We've done all kiddos' toys. Got that out of the way. I think I'm pretty good. Actually, I do need to treat Lucy, but I know me and Lucy are going to go shopping, so maybe I'll save for that. But anyway, I think I'm pretty organized. Get organized if you can. Just get prepared. Get ahead of it. Also, it's great to have something, like just buy an extra bottle of Prosecco or an extra candle, just in case you forgot someone, you just have something to give them. That's always handy too. Just a little backup in case, you know, you might be last minute invited to something, or, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So get organized with your gifts and treat yourself. This month we are especially lighting our expensive candles. We are using our expensive body creams. We are using our bougie shampoos. If you have these products at home, you know, you just kind of save them. If someone bought you something nice, or you treated yourself to something nice, but you don't really use it. What's the point in having it if you don't use it? It's there to be enjoyed, not to be looked at. I know it looks cute, but keep the packaging after it's empty. That's fine if it's for aesthetics. I get it. But use the product. It's going to go out of date. It's going to get bad. Like, use your nice products. This December, you deserve to, oh my God, I got the most beautiful gingerbread candle. Get your gingerbread candles, get a Christmas candle, or light your candle at home. Light the Jo Malone. I bet you have a fancy Jo Malone, or like some fancy something somewhere that you've just been saving. You haven't allowed yourself to enjoy it. Now we are going to enjoy it. Girls, December, we are spoiling ourselves. I'm talking spoiling ourselves. New pajamas, or wear your favorite pajamas. Get yourself a nice pair of Christmas pajamas, get your slippers on, have your cozy nights. When you check out of work, be checked out of work. Don't have your emails on. Don't let the anxiety that someone has caused you come home with you. If they cause you anxiety, leave it in the office, leave it in the retail store. They get, sorry now to be rude, but they can fuck off. If someone is causing you shit, we're not doing that anymore. It's December 2023. It's about to be a new year. I'm not putting up with that shit anymore. It's about me this month. December is about you, girlies, okay? So we're not taking any shit from anybody. I actually saw a TikTok that was like, end of day now means end of December. So like, if you want something from me, it'll be end of December. It won't be end of day for all the corporate queens. So if you're a corporate queen, also, if you're a corporate queen, we have to talk about the Christmas party. So you're going to slay your Christmas party. My rules for a work Christmas party, the outfit firstly, it is tough. It's kind of hard if it's like a corporate, like office vibes, like, you know, and it's a load of like businessmen and stuff. It's kind of hard to find an outfit that you're going to feel comfortable in, but also slay in, but also like, you know what I mean, you know. So finding the perfect outfit, I'd be like a pant, like I'd be trousers and a cute top, or like blazer and a nice shoe. I think I'd be trousers though. I just think I'd feel more comfortable in a pair of trousers or like a long maxi skirt. I know that's ridiculous. Like, that is so stupid that we even have to think about this, but unfortunately it's true. Like, you know, if you work with a load of people that you just don't feel very comfortable around, you don't feel as confident maybe in a short dress, you know, you just good pair of trousers, nice pair of heels, nice little top, maybe a blazer. That's a bit of me. And then our Christmas party rules, because you just don't want the fear after a work Christmas party. Like, the worst thing is having the fear from a work party, because there's all these people that you probably don't really know. And then it's like, oh my God, what did I say to them? Who did I talk to? Who was I dancing with? Did I kiss somebody? Absolutely kiss somebody. But, you know, we just got to remember, you're going to have your feral girls night out on a different night in December. So office work party, have the best time, but for your sake, just maybe have one less drink than usual, maybe two less drinks than usual, just so you don't have to deal with the fear. Because the fear from a work party, it's pretty real, you know. You see each other every day in a very mundane, like boring vibe, and then when people let loose, they let loose, and yeah, enjoy it, have fun, but just for the next day, you just don't want to have the fear. That's all I'll say. But enjoy it. Work Christmas party, oh my God, tell me all about it. I want to know what you're wearing. I want to know if there's like a sexy office crush that you're wanting to mingle with. I want to know all the goss. I have my girls night planned. We have Chris Kindle. Oh my God, I have my Chris Kindle present. I've organized that. I'm so excited. I just love my girls so much, and that'll be a feral night out. But until then, actually, I don't really have any more feral nights out, thank God. Like, I'll have a ball that night and we'll be feral. But until then, I kind of want to try and not be out till 3. I would like to be home in bed by midnight. But sorry, that's so boring. I know it's December, it's party season, but I just think anxiety-wise, I could do with just early nights. But that's probably so stupid that I'm trying to do that now. I guess that's why there's dry January, because December's for having fun. But I think, like, I want to have fun, but I also just want to enjoy the month. I don't want the whole month to go by and I'm just hungover. Like, I hate that. It's a short month, you know. Well, it feels like a short month because, like, 25th December, it just feels like a shorter month. And then those, like, in-between days where it feels like nothing's really going on. I don't love those days now. I don't love the confusion between Christmas and New Year's. It's a bit weird. I think myself and Sam are going to go away for New Year's this year, but we'll talk about that more next week when Sam is here. If you have an ex, if you're going through a breakup, Oh my God, it's so tough at Christmas time. My heart goes out to you. I'm sending you all the love in the world. It's a really, really, really shitty month for heartbreak, and Christmas can be particularly tough. So I'm sending you all the love in the world. My rules for if you're like going through a breakup or grieving or you're missing somebody, keep yourself busy. December's a great month to be busy in. Of course, like our last episode, we said feel, deal, heal. So you have to feel your feelings. But for December, I will totally allow you to distract yourself, spend the money on you that you would have spent on them, and just be selfish, go on your nights out, enjoy your time with friends and family. Just think about you, put you first. You've spent so much time already thinking about them, being consumed by them. Now is your time to slay and just be selfish and just get dressed for you, go out for you. It's all about you. You don't have to worry about anybody else. And girls, let's not do the texting. Let's not drunk text the ex. That's a December rule. Let's not drunk text the ex. I love a drunk text. I think drunk text like your crush. Let's not drunk text the ex. Like it's just, Ghosts of Christmas Past. That was actually an episode we did in season one. For December, for Christmas, let's not have to deal with that shit. Like, that's tough. That's making things really hard, is if you're going to have to be thinking about that too. Of course, you're going to be thinking about it. You're going to be consumed by it. But if we can just maybe add his number to the graveyard. Who told me that? Was it on TikTok that every person, anyone that goes somewhere, any access, they just put a little gravestone with no name so they don't know who it is, and then they just have a little graveyard in their contacts. Build the graveyard, put them in the graveyard. You don't know who, what number it is. You might remember the number off by heart. You'll forget it soon. Don't you worry, that'll go away. So that's my rule, that if you're going through a heartbreak, I love you, and just look after yourself and spend all your time on you. And just try your best not to text them. Try to do no contact. It might help. It might help you get over them a lot faster. And for the month of December, I want us all to just be a lot more forgiving with ourselves. Just stop beating ourselves up. And it's my new speaking in third person. Like, Sophie deserves a good day. It sounds bizarre. Is that like a trait that narcissists do, that they like talk about themselves in the third person? It's not like that, I swear. It's just like a healing, coping. Sophie's having fun. Sophie's having a treat. Sophie's having a day off. There's something about it that just makes it feel really legit, and that I actually believe it, because it's really easy just to tell ourselves all the good things, all the positive things, but you don't believe it. Like, you do not believe it, especially at first. Like, if you're kind of just only learning these new affirmations and mantras of how to speak to yourself, you don't believe it. Like, oh my God, the amount of times you have to tell yourself, I love my body. And it's like, do I? But I swear to God, on repetition, this is how you change. This is how you create a new habit, is repetition. And you really will start believing it, because the horrible things you say to yourself, you believe them. So we just need to change the what we're saying. So then you tell yourself mean things every day and you believe them, because you tell them yourself every day and you choose them as truth. So now we have to choose the kind things as truth, and we have to say them every day. It's so much easier to be mean to ourselves. It is so much easier to hate ourselves. It is so much easier. So that's why it's so important that you just have to remember to say kind things to yourself every day and just not forget it. It's really easy to set new ideas and new mantras and new, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, I'm going to be amazing. And then you forget. Like, you literally need a reminder. It's, what's that Shakira song? Can't remember to forget you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't remember. You're not remembering to look after you. So December is for you and putting you first. I actually really feel this in my bones. I actually like feel so much better. I can't believe I cried, girls. I'm sorry for crying. But I'm actually feeling so much better after my little cry and just like letting that out of my system to you. And now reflecting on the past and deciding that we're just slaying. It's the first of the month and we're just slaying. I'm just not taking any bullshit anymore. I'm just not putting up with this. I'm not doing it. I am just so ready for a new start. It's a new start, girls. I actually think it's a new start. I kind of thought when I cut my hair, when I got the bob, that was a new start and it was amazing. But I also kind of relapsed into my old bad thoughts and habits, because I hadn't realized that I was still doing that. And now that I've realized it, and I was just having such downer days, like, I feel like this whole season has been me like struggling to understand what's, like, I just feel like I've been moody and I've been feeling down, And for obvious reasons, but I just wasn't really allowing myself to feel it like all year. And now it's kind of all caught up with me. And I'm just so ready to let go of it now. I'm letting, girls, this is us releasing. Can we all, let's all pretend we're holding hands right now. And we're just releasing all the shit that's happened this year. We are saying goodbye to all of it. All of it, I'm saying goodbye. It's parked, it's there in 2023. You can stay there. You're not coming into my new year with me. And you're not coming into my December, actually. My December, this is my new month of my new year. I'm starting now. 1st of December 2023 is the start of my 2024. And none of the bullshit's coming with me this month. And I hope you can adapt that too. I hope we can do it together. And we have each other. I think that's what matters the most, is that you have your people. If you have those people that get you and support you, it is so important. If you don't have those people, you will find those people. They're out there for you. Invisible string theory. You know, people are out there to be aligned with you. You will find them. And if you have them, don't let them go. Cherish them. Let them know you appreciate them so much, because it's when shit hits rock bottom that you then realize, oh my God, what would I do without my people? Like, I'd be in the gutter without my people. And sometimes we forget to appreciate our people. And it's really important to just let them know you love them. And especially it's Christmas time. It's all about giving and telling them you love them. So just let your loved ones know that you love them. That's another rule for December. Just spread the love, spread the kindness. Could be a month for forgiveness. It's a big one too. It can be very hard to forgive people, but forgiveness is very important. Forgiveness is actually more important for you than it is for them. Like, forgiving someone is actually for you. It's not for them. It's actually for you. So you can let go of it and like let it out of your body. And it's like, if you're even like, my therapist told me this, oh my God, everything I say is my therapist because I just love her so much. What she told me is, I want to forgive. So I don't have to forgive now. I don't have to be there. But I do want to forgive, because I want that for myself. And that's the start, is like, I want to forgive. I'm not there yet. It'll take me a while. But I want to. And there's something quite healing about that too. It's like, it's for me. It's not for anybody else. It's for me, because you're not consuming me anymore. I'm exhausted being consumed by that bullshit. So girls, sorry. I feel like this episode might have been a little bit of a Debbie Downer. I'm sorry. I don't like being Debbie Downer, but it's just honest. Like, it would just be so false of me to sit here and pretend that life has been so dandy. It's so easy to see social media and just think that's their life. But so just social media is not real, girls. Social media is all the highlights. It's just not real. It's just moments, good moments from their day or their week or their month or their year. They're moments. They're not 24-hour life. 24-hour life, you don't see anyone's full what's going on behind closed doors. That's why it's so important to be kind to people, is you have no idea what someone could be going through, and you're shitting on them, and everyone else has been shitting on them in their home life or whatever, and they just did not need that from you or from a stranger, especially as a retail girly in my past. Be kind to retail, be kind to hospitality. Be kind to people in December. People really fucking need kindness. And this world is so scary and so mean. And I do believe that there's more kindness and more nice people in the world. But unfortunately, the mean and the nasty and the hateful is most, it feels stronger. It hits you harder when someone's mean to you rather than when someone's kind to you. Do you know what I mean? Of course, you're so touched when someone's kind to you. And it feels amazing. But if someone's mean to you, it is actually more consuming because you're so bewildered by it, or you just can't understand it. So, you know, so just be kind this December and forever, girls. Okay, we're all going to be kind to each other and set your boundaries. You don't have to put up with shit. Maybe, you know, there's, you know, Christmas time and family dinners and like all that shit. There might be people you have to see you don't want to see, and just remain peaceful with yourself. Remain at peace with yourself. Don't get involved, you know, keep to yourself. You don't have to deal with certain people. Don't let them consume you. Don't let them get you down. Don't let the bastards get you down. So girlies, I'm going to leave it there. I'll love you and leave you. Sam will be back next week and we'll be much happier, I'm sure. I love you so much and thank you so much for listening, and I really adore you. I wouldn't have any of it without you girls, and I really appreciate you, and we'll chat next week. And happy December 1st, even though you'll be listening to this a few days later, but that doesn't matter. Happy December. We'll chat to you next week, and we're gonna slay it together. Okay, we're in it together. We're slaying it together, one day at a time, reminding ourselves that we're slaying December and doing something good for ourselves every single day. Okay, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Love you. Bye.